Let us bring in Mike Kazi. Let us talk sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired too. Went to the city yesterday. Didn't get back till 5:30. That after getting up at 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. You know, I have to start curtailing those hours. Hey, are you ready?
Sure.
The NFL will allow pass interference, including non-calls, to be reviewed on replay.
I won't know. I won't watch it. You'll have to tell me how that works out.
What's the old expression, a day late and a dollar short, or a dollar short and a day late?
Yeah, it's the horse is out of the barn, and then you close the barn door.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah. It's,
tell the Saints that.
No, really, yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, if it wasn't such a glaring thing that wrapped up the Saints' season.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
I told you I'm tired.
That makes two of us. I mean, as a matter of fact, I might even start yawning. All right, so now, NCAA picks up again tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thursday, yep.
All right.
Four games tomorrow, four games Thursday, two Saturday, two Sunday. Been trying to find out if P.J. Washington is coming back for Kentucky, but I can't find out anything, and not hearing anything is not a good thing. So he doesn't come back, Kentucky won't get by Houston on Saturday. That's a shame, too, because they had just as good a shot as anybody else to win a tournament, but when your best player's out, that just makes things a lot tougher. So without him, Kentucky is not going to win.
All right, so I don't know. Where else do we want to go in sports? Anything? I
mean, just waiting for tomorrow.
I was going to say that's where Major League Baseball starts, right?
Yep, just waiting for tomorrow. Like, I like looking at all the boobs that make their predictions and everything. They don't know. They don't know what's going to happen. You know why? You don't know who's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Yep.
I mean, everything being equal, you could make an educated guess. But other than that, you don't know who's going to win.
Yeah.
You really don't. And in today's baseball, there's more injuries to teams than anything else. I mean, every team, the Dodgers got destroyed last year. 2 years ago, the Red Sox got destroyed. Last year, the Yankees got beat up. The Mets get beat up every year. I mean, you can go to every team that, you know, you follow, and there's a bunch of injuries because of the way things are done nowadays. So who's going to win? The team that has the less injuries. That's who's going to win. Huh. Last year, the Red Sox did hardly have any, and they just went out and ran away with stuff. So that's who's going to win. But nobody's going to say that except me.
All right. So how about DeGrom signing that contract?
Well, Met fans have to be happy because that's something that had to be done. They had to sign DeGrom. They went out and gave him, what did they give him, 4 years?
5 years.
3 years.
5 years.
No, they didn't give him five, did they?
They gave him 5 years, but he can opt out the year before the last year.
And the Mets opt out the year before the last year?
It comes to like $30-some million a year.
Yeah, he's 31. I would have given him a 4-year deal, and that would have been enough, because when he hits 35, everything goes up in the air. You don't know what's going to happen at that point. But it's something that the Mets had to do. The Mets had to show themselves that they were committed to winning. And if they didn't sign him, the only place they would have been committed to was an insane asylum. So they got DeGrom. Now they need a lot more puzzle pieces, and hopefully they'll start making some better moves than they have been making and see where it works from there. But that was the step that they had to do.
All right. In all this news yesterday, it was yesterday, of Michael Avenatti being caught up and snared by Nike in this blackmailing, whatever, routine, people have overlooked one thing. Nike's going to be under investigation by the FBI because they've got this grassroots basketball division. And the money that Nike throws around, they're going to find very disturbing things. They're going to find very disturbing things, not only about Nike, but about all these other sneaker companies as well. The way they've infected youth sports, It's going to be very interesting to see what comes out of it, because really Nike and Adidas have just poured money into youth sports. I'm not talking about college sports. I'm talking about high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To get them to college.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. This is going to open up the whole seedy underbelly, and you know what? The NCAA goes along with it.
Well, there's a local school here that will remain nameless who has some pretty rich friends of the program who go out and buy houses and townhouses for players to stay in with their families.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, is there a rule against it? No. But, I mean, come on. What high schools are in a position to do that for players?
Yeah, no, it's you know where a lot of this money is coming for other students as well. It's not coming from schools or anything like that. It's coming from Nike and Adidas. All this stuff is going to finally come to the surface.
Oh, yeah, because this person does have affiliations with that.
Yeah.
What do high schools need to do? They need to go back to, first of all, square one, where when I played high school ball back when we used candles for lights, if you transferred from school one to school two and you played varsity sports, you had to sit out a year. Mm. You lost a season. I mean, when you only have four, losing one's not too lucrative, is it?
No, it all started with all these companies getting into supplying scoreboards for college, for high school gyms,
scoreboards, warm ups, jersey. Then it evolved into that.
Yeah, it's really once this comes out, it's really going to be, people will see how disgusting it is. They really will. Avenatti's going to go to jail, but people are going to see how disgusting this was. I mean. It is the seedy underbelly of sports.
Because money talks and people walk. We see it every day.
Because it's not just college kids. It's grammar school kids.
No, it's beneath that.
Yeah, it's grammar school kids. It's and high school kids. It's amazing.
It's beneath that.
Yeah.
It goes right down the line. I know kids that are in grammar school that are being wooed by colleges.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's you know, nothing seems to be good enough. Remember when Kobe Bryant signed in the NBA? Oh, what a big shocker it was. He was 16 years old, blah, blah, blah. Well, at least he made the decision to go right to the NBA back then. You know, he wasn't financed into that decision.
Well, you know, they've become real lax with the receiving of not only money but goods makes you lose your amateur status.
Yeah.
That's been taken away. It needs to go back to that. If you take anything to perform in athletics, you're really considered to be a professional because you're receiving something. Now, they're going to fight it, and they're going to cry, and they're going to moan, but that's what it is, because if Joe Smith is an excellent athlete in whatever sport he plays, somebody's going to try to get him to improve their program. But if Joey Brown's not that good, he's not going to get that opportunity. That's called being a professional. Right. If you're getting paid, if you're getting some kind of remuneration for anything to perform, you're a professional. And whether you like it or not, when these kids start accepting things like this, they're really professionals. And I know people are going to disagree, but that's what it is. And they're only giving you that stuff because of your ability to get you somewhere where they want you to be. That's a professional.
That's it. I agree. All right. We'll check with you tomorrow.
Okay. And now, I'm not saying these kids should be deprived of that.
No, but...
But they have to take that road then.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something has to be done about these big sport companies. That's all. Going in, and that was so young.
Yeah, it's a tangled spider web. It goes through almost every college, and now it's in high schools. And once this Pandora's box is open, you're not going to be able to close it.
Yeah. All right. We'll check with you mañana.
Yep. Looking forward to tomorrow when professional baseball starts.
Okay.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on the Robin Hood Radio Network.